From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There are reports that Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov has died. The government has only said the 78-year-old is in critical condition. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. A suicide bomber attacked a court complex in northwest Pakistan Friday, killing at least 12 people, including police and lawyers, and wounding dozens more. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches throughout Pakistan. It's unclear who was behind the attacks, although a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming some involvement. Hurricane Hermine made landfall early Friday along Florida's Gulf Coast in the southeastern United States. The hurricane has since diminished to a tropical storm as it moved into the neighboring state of Georgia and slowly moving toward North Carolina, where an emergency official spoke about their plans.
We continue here to coordinate with our partners in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. That gives us good situational awareness about what's coming, and it also allows us to let them know that once the storm passes here and if it doesn't hit us too bad, we'll be able to help them if we need to.
Hermine is the first hurricane to strike Florida in more than a decade, causing power outages and localized flooding with 50 centimeters of rain expected in some parts of the state. But there are no immediate reports of casualties. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest throughout the day right here on VOA News. This is VOA News. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods of Baghdad. An Interior Ministry official said they were caused by rockets, but it's not clear whether the rockets had been set off by the fire at the weapons facility or fired from elsewhere. The blast came as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful from across Iraq and abroad converged on a shrine in Baghdad to commemorate the death of a Shiite imam. The United Nations World Food Program says it's in a squeeze for funding caused by the spread of crisis across the Middle East and Africa, saying it may jeopardize the organization's planned operations in Afghanistan. World Food Program Director Earthrin Cousin made the announcement during a four-day visit to Kabul.
We are approximately $50 million. We have a $50 million shortfall to support our program through our planned program through the end of the year. We also have seen, as you all have, the increased number of returnees or refugees from Pakistan. And as those numbers evolve, those are not planned, and we only have resources to support those individuals through September.
Cousin added that the shortfall was not a result of donor fatigue and that donors have never been more generous, but that the demand had simply increased. Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. has announced it will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves owned by the Maryland Jesuits as part of its effort to atone for profiting from the sale of enslaved people. John DeGioia is president at the university.
We recognize the need to reconcile a painful part of our history. Our participation in the institution of slavery and the benefit we received from the sale of 272 enslaved children, women, and men from Jesuit plantations in Maryland.
The announcement came as Georgetown released a report calling on leaders to offer a formal apology for the university's participation in the slave trade. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both delivered speeches this week to crowds full of military veterans. While both speeches emphasized issues important to veterans, the tones of the two speeches were strikingly different. Trump, who gave his speech Thursday at the American Legion Convention, focused primarily on what he called his plans to rebuild America's military and fix systematic problems at the ailing Department of Veteran Affairs. Clinton spoke at the same venue the previous day, attacking Trump, though she mentioned him by name only once, for instance, on his illegal immigration plan, for comments he previously made calling the American military a disaster. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.